we've estimated that there's over 700,000 people who went without heat sometime during the last year, and it's nearly 16%, more than one in six people. Now, we haven't just plucked this out of the air. It's from the Central Statistics Office, and their question is very simple. Have you ever had to go without heating during the last 12 months through lack of money? Have you had to go without a fire on a cold day, go to bed to keep warm, or light the fire late because of lack of fuel? And we're seeing that the numbers have nearly trebled since the start of the crisis from 2007. So it's really a bad situation.
Your message then is that whereas others may be talking about a recovery, that recovery hasn't reached down to arguably those who are most in need of it.
Well, it just goes to show that statistics that the government talks about in terms of recovery are really not, filtering down to people who are in this situation with suffering from fuel deprivation. And it goes right across the whole country. The figures that are there show that there's really 19.5%, for example, in Donegal, which means 30,700 people. So it's not just a tiny little problem. And the government is going to have to take action to start addressing this situation. We're saying one short-term proposal, for example, would be a once-off increase in the fuel allowance in January of €55. And basic social protection payments have to rise. The cuts that were introduced have got to be, reversed. And, of course, in addition to that, we need to introduce a living wage, which is a Unite campaign that we've had going right through 2015. So there's people in what we describe as in-work poverty, people on social protection who are suffering real fuel deprivation, and it's just not good enough.